There's another aspect of ministry we're going in this morning, apostolically. So if you're in your home, whatever you may be doing, stop for a moment. Because the prayer this morning was, number one, being in tune, dimensional, in the spirit. Some of the things I'm going to teach you are going to change all your situations. If there are any problem you're dealing with, any place you're trying to get, destiny, it's going to almost take you there instantly. So being in tune, yielding, is another point of contact we've made. Being in tune to the spirit, being in tune to the supernatural. And then being able to flow, flowing is so important. That's my prayer for this service. And I had the intercessors of Word of Life and the intercessors of LTMA and all our churches must get ready to flow. In that flowing aspect, there are certain things you're going to have to know. Knowing. There are certain things you're going to have to know. And we're about to take in some territories that are going to change your life almost instantly. I have divine assurance that God has spoken. And I want you to hear it. And then here's the very important aspect of it all in the being in tune, yielding, flowing, knowing, is receiving. Receiving, not ritual, not religion, not routine, but rhema, going into a realm of righteousness and revelation. You need to receive that in the spirit. So, Father, we thank you today for obedient willingness and obedient. We thank you for your word and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In John's Gospel, chapter 19, I think it is. Verse 28. It's a verse to get by you if you're not in tune, if you're not looking for it. And I'll read one or two verses, and then I'll give you a insight on what the Lord is showing us today. This is a time of Jesus dying on the cross to make it possible for us to function in the spirit and be a member of the family of God, sons and daughters of God. It says in the 28th verse, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Now, you need to underline that all things were now accomplished, or you need to write a footnote in your Bible, all things is accomplished. That word accomplished is he says, well, now accomplished. Now, at a present tense, accomplishment is there. And you have to function in the area where we're going in faith this morning. You're going to have to know that all things are already accomplished. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Okay, it's very, very, very important to know that. They're accomplished. And feed on that verse that the scripture might be fulfilled. So all things are accomplished, that all scriptures are fulfilled. Then he said, I thirst. Now you look at the 30th verse, because these two things are so important to what the Lord is going to address us with this morning in the apostolic aspect of faith. In the 30th verse, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, now these 1, 2, 3 words is important. It is finished. Underline that. It is a finish. It is accomplished. It is finished. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now those two terms, those two aspects, I need you to be in tune to for where we're about to go. Now, just turn to let's look at two other verses that, before we get to the man verses, let's look at Galatians 2:20 for a minute. Just look at Galatians 2:20 for a minute. We're going to look at one other verse that I'm going to tell you something. Another verse, Galatians 2:20. Very important, very powerful lesson that we're going to get into this morning. And I want you to be in tune. I want you to be able to flow with me. And I tell you, your life will change right where you are. It's powerful, man. I talked to one of my members last night, and she was so excited about all the teaching that God have been giving us. And I told her I was excited because I need to get out here this morning and get this out into the body of Christ. Galatians chapter 2, a familiar verse, but I want you now to take the verse based on the fact of the accomplishment and the finished work of Christ. Mm-hmm. All right? And there in Galatians 2:20 it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now he's going to tell you how this happened, how this is happening now in the 20th verse. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live in the flesh, but I live by the faith of the Son of God. So my flesh not running me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, something you're going to find out about faith this morning going to rock your boat. And so you're going to change songs. All the songs going to have to be changed. All the poems going to have to be changed. Everything going to have to be changed, because once you begin to operate from accomplishment and the finished work of Christ, you're no longer trying to make something happen. The type of faith I'm going to talk about this morning going to only put you in the receiving mode. Yes, sir. Yes. Which is already yours.
Yes.
Already mine. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's going to take the strain off your faith, where your faith seems sometimes through prayer and through fasting and quoting scripture, trying to make God do something he already have done.
Yes, sir.
And when your faith comes to the clarity that God going to give us this morning, it's going to be powerful, powerful. All right, so you got to live by the faith of God. Now, one more scripture, Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And I have to be real clear with this scripture-wise and be in tune to the Spirit for us to enjoy the promotion that God is bringing to us in the body of Christ. In Acts 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. Three aspects. Are you living and moving in your being? See. It's certain also of your on poets have said, we also his offspring. Now turn to 2 Peter and just hold that. Turn to 2 Peter and just hold. And we'll talk to you about some things now. And we'll talk about what this great change is taking place in our life. 2 Peter chapter 1, and just hold that. Don't need to read. Now, this is what the Lord is dealing with me about. I don't know how many times you're going to let me deal with it. And you have to be in tune to hear what he's talking about. How to operate in the divinity of your faith. I never heard that in my almost 5 decades of preaching. The Spirit never talked to me about that. How to operate in the divinity of your faith. Faith consists of divine substance that already exists. And so I said, Lord, give me a definition of divine. Supremely good. Heavenly. And then godly character and ability. So it's saying, my brothers and sisters, your faith has godly character and ability.
Wow. Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
Amen. Who are you hearing tonight? See, because this is not normal teaching on faith. You're talking about how to operate in the divinity of your faith. In other words, your faith become a God to you.
Wow.
Your faith carry the same characteristic abilities and powers of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you talk about divine faith, it's relating beyond the power of the natural. Beyond the power of the natural, and then, yeah, I heard it, and beyond the power of nature. And then, in defining this divinity, listen very carefully, proceeding from an order of existence. You didn't get it. Proceeding, your faith is proceeding from an order of existence.
Uh-huh.
Accomplished, you remember accomplished?
Yep.
You remember finished? Now you got the word existence. Your faith working from different dimension now. It's working from something that is already accomplished.
Yes,
something that's already finished.
Yes,
something that's already in existence.
Yes,
you got it? Uh-huh. Now listen, proceeding from an order of existence beyond the visible, observable universe.
Yes, sir.
So it says being much more than in natural or normal. So that's what we're working with. Knowing that divine fate is already accomplished. Amen.
Amen.
In all three worlds. Heaven, hell, and earth. It cannot be stopped because it's already finished.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I hear you, sir. Glory. Mm-hmm. I hear you, sir.
So what you have faith for and what you believe in for can't be stopped, can't be blocked because it's already finished.
Yes.
So now your faith enter into praise.
Wow.
Your faith is no longer a beggar. Your faith now is always a praiser. Because your faith knows, I got this. Yeah. Your faith is no longer a waiter. Your faith is now a carrier. You're functioning in impregnated faith. That already pregnant with what you're believing for.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Wow.
So you see, we can't sing them dumb songs anymore.
Right.
So just check all your songs out. Faith is divine, and this faith we're talking about is connected to the supernatural realm of accomplishment.
Wow.
I have to read in Peter, I'm going to give you some principle. But everything you believe in for is already finished.
Yes, sir.
And so you yield and flow and be in tune and praise God, it's done. Yeah, you see, when you're believing for something you put your faith on it, then go into praise mode, go into thanksgiving mode, because it already exists. You, all you're doing is getting it manifest where you are.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you read 2 Peter chapter 1, it's going to address this, because I have to be real mindful of teaching clarity on this, how to operate in the divinity of your faith. Did you hear that? Say it with me. How to operate in the divinity of my faith. My faith is divine.
My faith is
accomplished. My faith is finished. I mean, it's there. I mean, when I'm working with faith, I'm working in the finished work of Christ. You got it? Now, you see the movement here. You see, we're not trying to get something. You see, there's a in the divinity of faith. Listen to me. In the divinity of faith, there's an ownership. Oh, my goodness. Oh, write that down. Faith has an ownership. Faith. You see what I'm saying? Faith own things. You own. When you're operating in faith properly, you're owning things. You're owning the promises. You're an owner of the grace. You're an owner of the revelation that God give you. You see, you're a professor, you're a possessor before you're a manifester.
Come on, sir.
Yeah, you're a possessor before you're a manifester. In other words, you possess what you're manifesting.
Yes, sir.
Now you can understand being in that type of faith, being a partaker of his divine nature. See, your faith has to work in your divine nature. Your faith has to be working with the revelation and the realization and in the realm of your righteousness. That's where faith has to function from. Revelation, the reality of your righteousness. In other words, everything your faith from this day forward operate on, you know it's rightfully yours already. And so your faith, oh, I'm getting it on the spot. I'm trying to get it in. Your faith operate in redeeming power.
Come on.
Or in redeemed power or redemptive power. In other words, the same power Jesus was operating on the cross, your faith operate in it.
Yes, sir.
So the enemy can't handle it. Your faith, that faith of divinity, it operate in resurrection power. You're listening?
Yes.
Don't be dull on me now.
That's right.
Don't be dull. I want you to get this. It operating on being seated power.
Come on, sir.
Seated with him.
Yes,
I'm seated with him.
Yes,
and so my faith sitting down with Jesus, because what I believe for is already mine.
Yes,
and that every problem, everything you're dealing with right now has become satisfied.
Yes, sir.
If you listen, if you're listening in the spirit, if you tune in, everything you've been believing for, just at that moment, when the Spirit of God says the divinity of faith means your faith is sitting down right beside Jesus. With the same authority, same power, same ownership, the same ability to rule and reign like Jesus.
That's still good, sir.
Other words, this morning your faith becomes synonymous with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Boy, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get out of here. So my faith is synonymous with Jesus. When I'm using my faith, I'm using Jesus.
Yes, sir.
When I'm using my faith, Jesus is using me.
Yes, sir.
To fulfill the Father's will on earth. I don't only have the Holy Spirit, I have faith.
Yes, sir.
Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, all worry all waiting is over. When I say something, it's done.
That's right.
Because I'm operating in divine faith. Faith, the same faith that Jesus operated in, I'm operating in it right now. And I'm putting religion and rituals and tradition out of my life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know there's a scripture here in 2 Peter. Verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, at this point, Peter said, I can't talk to everybody. In his voice, he said, everybody's not going to be able to understand what I'm about to talk about now. Mm-hmm. You get some point in the church that a lot of people don't want to go no further. They can't. They block. So Peter revealed his audience, revealed his the people who was able to receive what he's talking about. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, so you're a servant for it, then you're an apostle, thank God. To them that had obtained, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. That's who I'm talking to. To the righteousness, how did we obtain it? To what?
Righteousness
of God. And our Savior Jesus Christ. All right, now these are the best kind of people. You have precious faith. Don't come here, everybody, you understand? Because people got to receive. Then he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the, to what?
Knowledge.
The knowledge of God. Underline that. And of our Jesus, our Lord. You seeing it? You seeing it?
Yes,
all right, now. Look at verse 3. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. We got divine power here in this faith. Divine power in this faith.
Yes,
through the knowledge again now. Mm-hmm. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to what? Glory and
virtue.
Now, look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. All that's in your faith.
Yes, sir.
That by these you might be what?
Partakers.
Of the divine nature,
uh-huh.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yep.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, since the reason I'm reading Peter is when I start giving these presents, I ain't start giving them yet.
Come on, sir.
I'm trying to get you prepared to receive them.
Yes, sir.
See, but you have to know who you are. You have to know. Now, look what he said next now. It's our faith because he said, he done told us all this stuff. Now he said, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, charity. Now, notice what he said in verse 8. For these things be in you, and not just on Sunday, and abound.
Yes, sir.
They make you.
Wow. That's good.
That you shall neither be barren, and I exchange the word, that you should never be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So now we're talking about, and I hope the body of Christ understand
right.
that God is taking us to another realm of faith.
That's right.
Apostolic understanding of faith, when you talk about how to operate in the divinity of faith, or the divinity of your faith, let's see what happened. There's a rest in this kind of faith that produces joy and peace no matter what's happening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No matter what your circumstances are today, You're in tune for a reason. Now, you just listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is about to deal with every situation because you're going to begin to operate in the divinity of your faith because you're a partaker of His divine nature. So now, excuse me for saying this, body of Christ, but common faith must be put out of your agenda. And a lot of things you have been taught was to bring you to this moment.
That's right.
Romans chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 5. You'll find the divinity of faith in Romans chapter 5. In other words, you're dealing with a faith that can handle anything.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing with a faith that can manifest anything.
Come on, Tom.
Uh-huh. Romans chapter 5. We're talking about how to operate in the divinity of faith. Divine faith. You remember what I said? Let me go back and make and before I read it in Romans, because you got to be ready for this, because let me hit you with a few things. And then we'll read in Romans. This kind of faith produces, well, I might have to go to those scriptures. Turn to Ephesians 2:12. Yeah, I need to go here before I go to Romans. I might get to Romans next Sunday. I don't know. Because you can't teach this fast. Can't teach it fast. I've been 25 minutes already. I mean, haven't got all the ground yet. The plane engine's still running. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Is that what I wanted, Leroy? That's what you want? Hallelujah. Give me a time. Give me a minute. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Now, this faith produces these three things. In whom we have boldness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah! This is my God. Everything you're dealing with now, some of y'all in your home standing up right now, there's a boldness. The Holy Ghost got to back me up. But there's a boldness going in your faith right now. You know what boldness mean, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It's almost like for lack of word, now I hope somebody help me, but it's like a bullying faith.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you like the bully. Pick on people at school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're bullying the devil.
Yeah.
Come on, God.
You're bullying demon power. You're bullying. You're bullying things that have been pushing you around. Now, when they see you coming, say, here come that bully. Yeah, I know you're operating in divine faith. Oh, my. I don't want to be in this room.
Yeah.
Here he come.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in this room with him. Huh. Yeah. There's a boldness that you will wear from this day forward.
Come on.
From this day forward, when you walk in a room,
yes.
Any one of you listen to me, boldness going to walk in the room.
Yes.
And everybody in the room going to know there's somebody in here with boldness.
Yes.
Let that get on you. Not only boldness, my brothers and sisters, but this type of faith is talking about in the same voice, access. Accessing. From this day forward, you are an accessor.
Yes, sir.
You're not just an asker. you're not, what did you say, Holy Spirit? You're not an actor.
Come on, sir.
Wow. Acting like you're a Christian.
Come on, sir.
Going through the motion. No, you're going to access and you're going to have evidence that is not by accident.
Come on, Tom. That's good.
Evidence on purpose.
Yes, sir.
to glorify him.
Yes, sir.
In whom we have boldness and access. Look at the next verse. With what? Confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence by the faith of him. That's Galatians 2:20 again.
Yeah.
That's Galatians 2:20 again.
Yeah.
By the faith of him. In other words, you keep telling us the same faith that Jesus had is the same faith that we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
I didn't think about no English. Talking about you the plural thing with a single voice. I ain't thinking about you. I'm just letting you know that these three things is in this divine faith. Boldness, said.
Boldness.
Access.
Access.
And confidence.
And confidence.
Is flowing through my faith.
It's flowing through my faith.
Why?
Why?
Because I know everything already accomplished. Is finished.
Is
already mine.
It's already mine.
Hallelujah.
See, what you're doing here is stopping the devil competition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And stopping trying to get a breakthrough. See, y'all don't want to say nothing too much about that. Y'all love that breakthrough. Stop trying to get a breakthrough. You're already through.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop knocking at the door. Use your key.
Yes, sir.
Good Lord.
Stop knocking. Use the combination. You know, somebody's got combination on it. You know the code? Blood. B.
That's good, sir.
Yeah, the more one code you need to get in, B, blood.
Blood.
All right, watch this now. Watch this now. Are you ready? Turn back to the 7th verse of the 2nd chapter. I'm going to show you what this divinity of faith is doing. Ephesians 2:7. I want you to underline something. That in the ages to come, he might show, now I want you to underline this, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ. So in that divine faith, the exceeding riches of his grace is in there, and his kindness. He loved me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You valuable. He loved you.
Yes,
you his child.
Yes.
You see. So they didn't say grace. He said the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. See that divinity, operating in the divinity of faith is recognized that it's divine faith. And if it's divine faith, it consists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Divine faith. Say divine faith.
Divine faith.
And recognize we're working on another dimension of faith here. That's why Paul said in over there, Peter said over there, he's a servant and apostle to them who have lacked precious faith. So your faith is about to get more precious to you.
Come on,
sir. Come on.
Are you listening?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Now, man, I'm not going to get far today. My goodness. I want you now to look at Ephesians 3:8. We got to add all these ingredients got to be in there for you to understand how powerful you are. Ephesians 3:8 now says, unto me, whom is less than the least of all sin, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentile. Now this is in your faith. The unsearchable riches of Christ. You see that? Underline it. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Your faith can go places that you've never been before.
Yep.
Because when you say unsearchable, you can't shake faith down. You can't shake Christ down. He always got more.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's no peak. There's no dimension you can go into Christ because he's undimensional.
Come on, sir.
And you're going to sit down here and live a regular life talking about you a Christian? Talking about you tied up in something you can't get out?
Come on, sir.
Huh? Talking about you can't change? The devil, what? The unsearchable, the exceeding riches of his grace, the unsearchable riches of Christ is in your faith. Let me give you two more. In Ephesians 2:10. 2:10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Uh-huh. This in your faith. The manifold wisdom of God.
Yes, sir.
The manifold wisdom of God. Not just wisdom, the manifold wisdom. From this day forward, your faith will operate because you recognize that it is divine faith. It will operate in the exceeding grace, unsearchable riches of Christ, and it will operate in the manifold wisdom of God.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Wow.
And then I could take you back to Roman, but I won't tell you this other one. In Ephesians 2:11, according to the eternal purpose, are you with me? Which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And for your note, this type of faith is staying in line with his eternal purpose. Mm-hmm. Staying in line with his eternal purpose. So it's a sanctified faith. It's a holy faith. Being the seven most holy faith. All right. Go back to Romans. I'm going to teach this principle. That principle number one. How to operate in the divinity of your faith. I never heard that before. Any of y'all ever heard that before?
No, sir.
I never heard. Maybe somebody out there, maybe one of y'all preached it already. You know, send me the notes. Make sure you have the date on it. Make sure what the date is. Make sure it's not the 20th. How many sense that there's a moving going on?
Yes,
see, now you bold, you accessing, you got confidence, you're operating in exceeding great grace. You're operating in the unsearchable riches of Christ, the manifold wisdom of God, and you're operating in God's eternal purpose is for you to manifest and demonstrate him down here with evidence that people can see,
yes.
Not pray about.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
My goodness.
Now, we go... There's a rest in this kind of faith. There's a rest. R-E-S-T. See, you don't have to wrestle no more. There's a rest in this kind of faith that produces joy and peace. So go back to Romans 5. Go back to Romans 5. Now you can't put new wine in old wineskin. So all the tribulation and trials you've learned about faith, you're not going to be to bring it over here. You got to shut up.
Yes, sir.
And when it seemed like the enemy trying to tell you your faith not working, this is what I want you to do. Let me unbutton this coat. Get your praise on.
Yes, sir.
He lied. He lying every time. He lying. He know, but he don't want you to know. He believe.
That's right.
He believe God have whooped his tail. He believe it. But he don't want you to believe it. So every time you look like you're fading out of the way, just get your praise on. Don't pray no more. Don't pray no more. Get a dance on. Get your praise on. Yeah, get your praise on. Say, hallelujah, I got this right now. Oh God, hallelujah. It has happened. Glory to God. And you're looking at obstacles, but you're just telling it off. I got joy. I'm resting. I got joy. I got peace. You can't hold me. It has happened. That's the way your faith got to work. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? And you're not now. You're gone into, and I know theologians gonna holler, somebody gonna scream, but you're going into apostolic faith.
Yeah.
What is the apostolic faith? Faith that has already been approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? See, you're leaving out of apprenticeship faith. The Lord said, bring the church out of apprentices. You know, just beginner.
Yeah.
It's time to walk in the apostolic faith. It's time to have the same thing. Peter, John, James. And it got happening when they were operating in faith. Them guys, come out of jail. Sing, in jail singing. What? You say, I can't sing in jail. I got to cry and call somebody. No, sing. See, in your situation, start singing. See, this is the type of faith that the church been in apprenticeship faith, even in the word of faith. Oh, my. Even in the charismatic. Oh, my God. Well, Leroy, you're getting way out there. I know it, but God with me. We got to be brought out of it. I'm not talking against anybody. Thank God, everything. But there's another level. You see, revelation don't reach its peak through a man.
That's right.
Or a woman.
Yeah.
Or an association.
Wow.
Or a denomination.
Wow.
Or a certain group.
Come on, sir.
Or a certain color.
Come on, sir.
Are you following it? Revelation flowing, man. Whoever yield to it, you know, God gonna talk to them. And so we coming out. Your apprenticeship faith must be buried right now. And so God said, I want something now. Moving to a higher level.
Yeah.
Using my faith more appropriately.
Yeah. Good Lord, thank you.
Romans 5. I said enough for you to see this faith in action now. Watch this faith go in action. Kind of faith I'm talking about. Romans 5:1. Watch it go in action.
Uh-huh.
Watch it go in action. Watch how it whoop tribulation tail. Watch how it whoop any trial, any test. Watch. Y'all excuse me hollering every now and then, you know. I holler or hum, one out of two, so y'all, I'll come back teaching. If I go to humming, I ain't gonna be teaching no more, I'll be preaching. I feel the Holy Ghost. The body of Christ. The body of Christ, listen to me. The body of Christ just made a shift. The whole body of Christ. You know, now I know only a remnant are gonna get it, you know, but man, my God. God, I'm getting this thing. You getting it?
Yes, sir. Yep.
My God, I've grown these last 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
My faith have grown to a level.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, watch how it works. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, all right? So you have to know you're righteous. And then being knowing your righteousness, you know everything that is in this book is rightfully yours. Everything God says is rightfully yours right now.
Uh-huh.
See, because you can't, I'm about to say something you never heard before. You can't get tied up with mass faith. M-A-S-S. Mass faith. Mass faith is just like mass mind. They're all thinking the same way. Nobody won't turn left. Nobody won't turn right. Going down the same gravel road.
Uh-huh.
No, this is not mass faith. This is maturing faith. Write that down. It's not mass faith. No, mass faith, everybody talking about they got faith. But faith, this is maturing faith.
Yes, sir.
This is not just a measure of faith. This is maturing faith.
Wow.
Aren't you tired just carrying the measure?
Wow.
The type of faith you functioning in now is immeasurable. It's miracle working faith. You're going to see miracle after miracle after miracle in your life after the day.
That's it, Lord. Glory. That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
It's the type of faith that Abe worked in when he had that baby as a man past age, 100-something years old. He was not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith, Romans chapter 4, and he was fully persuaded. See, that's the type of faith, divinity faith. Fully persuaded that that's what Abe was operating in. He was, see, now, no man can tell you, your faith can go in there now. Your faith couldn't go in there because you're operating in mass faith. But now you're operating in the divinity of faith. So now you're fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform.
Yeah.
Ooh, who see that?
Yeah.
See, that's how we got over that. See, you could read those verses prior to the day and it meant something to you, but right now you understand fully, I'm fully persuaded now that what I believe for is already mine. I heard the Spirit of God say just a moment ago, cutting out the red tape in your faith.
Wow.
Got to go through all these motions, go to all these people. No, go directly to God.
Yeah.
You don't need no denomination.
Yes.
You don't need no organization to tell you how your faith works.
Wow.
Your faith is personal, private, and powerful.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to take it. I'll take it back home with me, but I got dogged. I'm telling you, you, my God.
Come on, sir.
Look at this faded away. Therefore, being justified by faith, see, that's the first thing. Then after you understand righteousness, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, verse 1. Verse 2, by whom also, yeah, that word is again, we have what?
Access.
That's a powerful word. Access. Now, access, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Access is passing the asking stage.
Right.
Wow.
So instead of action now,
yep.
I'm accessing.
Yes.
Access. That's good, Lord.
Or you put it this way. Action, it should be given. Seeking, you should find. Knock, and the door be open. That's two scriptures, three times, three things he says. One scripture, three things, right?
Yes.
Now, let's put it this way. Since I know how to operate in the divinity of my faith, all of my asking from this day forward is accessing.
Yes, right.
Don't act like I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
All of my asking, so when I'm asking, I'm accessing at the same time because there's nobody can stop what I'm asking for.
That's right.
Because it's, what, you ready, listening? Because it, you listen, Laura? Because it's already in my account.
That's right.
What I'm asking for, I'm accessing out of my account.
Yes, sir.
That's the way my faith works. That's the way the divinity of faith works. Divine faith is supernatural faith. If you're with somebody in the house, just tell them all my struggles are over. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Remember that grace I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. See, this is a divine faith here. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. This is Holy Ghost faith.
Yeah.
What I say?
This is Holy Ghost faith.
Holy Ghost faith.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? I'm at the close, but I'm going to give you one or two more. Let's see. Katalala bashad. Shatatata. Unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, this, you got your shouting clothes? You're about to go into a realm in this faith that you're really going to enjoy. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2 and listen to this statement. This operating in the divinity of faith, it is a faith that operates in miracles, which is a missing ingredient in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Miracles are a missing ingredient, and our model, M-O-D-L, our model took faith and worked miracles all the time. Jesus did. Jesus is our model, right?
Yes, sir.
He's our model. He took faith and caused miracles to manifest all the time. As a child of God, I want you to know your faith is about to begin to operate in miracles. Body of Christ, anybody listening to me on TV, anybody in tune, listen, I'm telling you right now, you listen to this message, your divinity of your faith has the ability to activate, access, operating miracles. Miracle faith. Faith that operates in miracles. Now, we're going to read this in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Have your faith changed?
Yes.
In the last 45 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Look here in Hebrews 2 now. Hebrews 2 for a moment. And I'm going to have to close. Hebrews 2. We'll take up. What we're talking about here, this divinity, how to operate in the divinity of your faith, is a faith that operates in miracles. Now, here's what you have to do. In Hebrews 2, therefore we ought to give the most honest heed, verse 1, to the things which we have heard. So you got to hear something. Now, if you don't hear, if you ain't hearing nothing, you can't operate in this kind of faith. So faith come by what? Hear it. That's what I told my member yesterday. He said, oh, I love you, pastor, I love you. Man, she said, I ain't got a word. All this stuff going on. She said, what you have taught us is working. And she went over and on. My wife, you listening? Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the thing which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And I'm just going to say this. This might not go. But today, I want to take the slippers off your faith. Yeah. I'll take the slippers off because you just walk around the house. And the slipping out of your faith. Your faith will not slip. Say it,
my faith
will not slip.
Anymore.
It will be effective.
It will be effective.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Say in the second verse, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Listen, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto them by them that heard him. Look at verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both with sign and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Mm-hmm. So it's God's will when our faith is proper, it's God's will for us to operate in signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That's the definition of the divinity of faith. Right there. I just got it. The Lord just told me. He said, if you want to define what apostle is teaching this morning, it's in that fourth verse.
Yes, sir.
God will bear witness to our faith, both with signs, plural, and wonders, plural, and divers miracles, plural, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, plural, according to his own will. Now, I want to tap in the last 6 minutes. I want to tap back in the subject. Go back to John 19, 28. I'm going to make a statement. I'll make two statements. I'm going to close, Junior. I tell you, I'm going to take up. You say, Pastor ain't coming back. I'm going to try to not study so much to go get something new and come back with this. Yeah. You back at John 19:28? Mm-hmm. All right, read it. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Now is not now. Now is the now when he was on the cross.
Yes, right.
That the scripture might be fulfilled. Jesus said, I thirst. Now, I'll try to get to that on the next session, but Jesus said in his teaching, blessed are they who thirst, hunger, and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Uh-huh. That's in Matthew 5. You know he said that. Uh-huh. Now, based on that verse, this divinity of faith, It is powered, or it is fueled, like putting gasoline, diesel, fueled by scriptures that are already accomplished. See, you can't fuel this kind of faith with just so that faith come by hearing. You have to know what you're hearing is already accomplished. It's not trying to become.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's
good. God is not trying to become nothing.
That's good.
God is a being. He's not a becomer.
Yes, sir.
So your faith, you didn't hear that. Your faith has to be a being, not a becomer.
Wow.
Call the firehouse. Word of life is on fire.
Come on, sir.
Hallelujah.
Your faith is not to be a becomer. Your faith is in the being realm. Divine faith is in the being realm.
Yes, sir.
So what you're believing for, you're not trying to make it happen, is already there.
Yes, sir. That's good.
And then who am I? And then the other one I got to leave you with. You right there in the 19th chapter of John, the 30th verse. I want to make a statement about that so you can be meditating on it. See that 30th verse, John 19:30, read it. Louder. Let me get it. You can get it. Y'all ain't reading loud enough on me. And nobody can hear y'all. Y'all ain't reading. I'm going to read it loud. I might scream it. I might preach it. Because it's so powerful, man. I'm trying to close, y'all. You know, this is my 30-minute sermon, and I'm almost an hour. And you can't travel fast in Revelation.
That's right.
You got to give people a chance to catch on, you see. But you're in 1930 now. John 1930. All right. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave him the gold. Ain't nothing else for me to do here. Ain't nothing else. Once, see, when you use your faith, ain't nothing else for you to do.
That's good, sir.
What you doing? You gonna pray 15 hours? You gonna use your faith? Go get you a piece of bread. Rest your nerve. Faith don't need all that.
That's right.
So here's the statement. Faith that works in and on the foundation of the finished work of the cross. That's what the divinity of faith is. It's faith that works in and on the foundation of the finished work of the cross. I'll give you a little appetizer. I'll give you a little appetizer. A faith, I ain't gonna give you the scripture, I'm just gonna give you the appetizer, all right? A faith that slap demons like mosquitoes. I'm gonna give you the scripture for that next time. A faith that slap demons like mosquitoes. Get off of me. Hallelujah.